align itself to the statement delivered on behalf of the African Group and would like to take this opportunity to congratulate you on your re-election as Chairperson and Rapporteur. Mr. Chairperson, 72 years ago, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights was adopted and proclaimed that all states, that all human beings are free and equal in dignity and rights. This common standard articulated in the UDHR was subsequently codified in various multilateral instruments with the principle of non-discrimination and the prohibition and the prohibition of racial discrimination essentially achieved the status of the peremptory norms under international law. Notwithstanding this status, many people around the world today continue to be subjected to various forms of racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance. Addressing racism in the deep-lying cause thereof, in our view, is one of the most fundamental challenges the international community is faced with today, and the importance of the work of this intergovernmental group cannot therefore be emphasized enough. We commend the working group for the dedication and persistence in making its work an ongoing reality. As we approach the 20th anniversary of the DDPA, we are provided with an opportunity to renew our commitment as states and to take individual and collective action to effectively address the kinds of racism, racial discrimination, and related intolerance with the current persist in many parts of the world. We wish the working group all the best of success with its work and look forward to remaining engaging with it in its work. Thank you.